Okay, here we go. We are ready for some college football and one of the biggest games that will actually take place on Sunday this weekend, of course, is Texas-Notre Dame, a 7:30 Eastern time kickoff. And no doubt it is, I think, in my mind, one of the most intriguing games of the Labor Day weekend. Can Charlie Strong, can he pull off the win at home against the Fighting Irish? It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And let's see if the 2016 season, if this will be the year that the Longhorns turn things around after that 5-7 season in 2015. Time now to welcome into the Quicken Loans studios is our contributor from Longhorns Illustrated, always a big E favorite. That is Mr. Steve Habel. I know you're amped up for the game. How are you, Steve?
Hey, Alyssa. Thanks for having me on. It's pretty crazy around here in Austin these days.
I bet it is. Okay, so it's Charlie Strong's third season in Austin. What is your comfort? What is your confidence level going into this game on Sunday?
I can't say I have a lot of comfort or confidence level on what's going to happen on Sunday night, but there is a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of question marks on both teams right now. Texas has the bigger question marks, especially at quarterback and on defense. But, you know, this is a whole new season. It was, you know, Coach Strong has done magic in his third year when he was at Louisville.
That's right.
There's a lot of hope that the third year at Texas will be the same kind of magic. But, you know, the game on Sunday night is really the key to Texas season as far as I'm concerned. It's early, but they have such a young group of players, Alyssa, that they really need to build confidence. And this is a topic of a game that can do it for them if they win or at least keep it close.
Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel is with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio. You're listening in to the Big E Sports Show. And as you were talking about, the Longhorns have some uncertainty. And the biggest uncertainty, I really think, is at the quarterback position. The quarterback race is down to two, Shane Buechele and senior Tyrone Swoops. Why has there been a delay in naming who the quarterback is going to be and starting on Sunday?
You know, Coach Strong keeps telling us that he's doing holding everything close to his vest because he doesn't want Notre Dame to know who's going to start at quarterback. But then in the same vein, Notre Dame has two quarterbacks that they haven't announced.
That's right.
Who the starter is going to be. And when he was asked Monday about that, Coach Strong said, well, he wasn't going to have any problem getting ready for two quarterbacks. He's like talking out of the side of his neck a little bit. You know, I really don't know if he knows. He says he knows he's going to be the quarterback, but it's a whole different situation come Sunday night. Shane Buechele is a true freshman out of the Arlington area. But, you know, you're playing in front of 101,000 fans against Notre Dame on a Sunday night. It's a lot different than playing in high school stadiums in Texas. It's Tyrone Swoops is a senior. He's played well in some big games in the past. He's played poorly in some big games in the past. Very inconsistent. Just a matter of who has picked up the offense, the new offense by Sterling Gilbert, Texas' new offensive coordinator. I guess we'll see Sunday night who's been the one that's grasped the best.
Okay, so if Shane is named a starter, how do you think he's going to respond? As you were just talking about, I mean, it's a lot different than high school. How is he going to respond to the scrutiny and the pressure?
I think it's a 50-50 coin flip at this point. All the coaches at Texas have even said, you know, it's a whole different deal when the freshmen run out on the field in front of 101,000. And this is the biggest game in the last 5 years for Texas, as I'm concerned, probably mm-hmm. since the Texas-Baylor end-of-season Ice Bowl game a couple years ago and Mack Brown last year. They really need to win. They really need to show that they're back on the big stage. And by putting the reins of a team in the hands of a kid who was playing high school football at this time last year is a pretty big step. Of course, you know, Swoops has not been the most popular player at Texas. He hasn't performed consistently, and the fans have really let him know it. But I saw Tyrone on Monday after the Texas media availability. Just saw him kind of hanging around outside the football complex, and he looked like he didn't have a care in the world. So I don't know what that means, but he... You know, on Sunday night, we'll see how much he has to care in the world, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, the senior editor with Horns Illustrated, hornsillustrated.com, Steve Habel is with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So we talk about Texas offensively. What kind of improvement can we anticipate defensively? Will they bounce back? Charlie Strong, they have said that they have got to pound. They have got to be more physical.
Yeah. Defensively, Texas was woeful last year, and I don't think there's any question about that. They gave up the most yardage that they've ever allowed in the history of the program. They give up 216 yards rushing per game, which is the third highest total in school history. They just weren't well good against the run, and if you're not good against the run, you just don't win, even if they have spread offenses. They have to improve because there's no place to go but up. And all the coaches and the players have said that the accountability issue on defense is not an issue anymore, that everybody understands that they didn't play to their standards last year and that this year they have to do well. I don't know. I really don't know. They've got a transcendent player and linebacker, Malik Jefferson, who's the Big 12 preseason defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they've got some good talent around Jefferson. It's just that, the teams that they're playing are not going to stand back and wait for Texas to run them down. I mean, they've got a tough schedule against tough offensive teams. And, I almost think that Coach Strong has decided that if he can't beat them with defense, then he'll join them on offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's put Sterling Gilbert, who is an advocate of the Baylor Art Briles type situation on offense. Maybe he'll try to outscore him. That's what he's thinking he can do. But, defense, how the defense plays is one of the huge keys in this season for Texas.
Well, heading things up, of course, as you just mentioned, Malik Jefferson, the sophomore linebacker and a signature recruit at the Charlie Strong era. Of course, one of the biggest questions is, will the Longhorns, will they win even 8 games this season? We'll have to see. As he said, there's time for no more excuses. They've got to get it done in 2016. Always a pleasure to catch up with the senior editor with Horns Illustrated, hornsillustrated.com. That is Steve Habel. Thanks so much, Steve, for joining us right here at SB Nation Radio.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa. Take care.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio.